Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Before we start today's show, take a moment and go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and check out every episode of the Real Ass Podcast that's ever been recorded. The latest 15 episodes are on iTunes and YouTube, but you can get the entire on-demand library at your fingertips at Gas Digital Network for subscribers. Use the promo code RAP, get a 14-day free trial, have access to every episode of the Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, and many, many other amazing shows. We do a 5-day pre-release, uncensored episodes, ad-free episodes, and you get access to the live chat and message boards amongst a bunch of other amazing member benefits. Once again, that is gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial and a $1.50 discount. All right, let's start the show.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
El carro.
Echa pa'lante, mamá. Tira pa'lante, papá.
Somebody's ready for vacation. Mama.
Yes, I am.
Tira pa'lante, papá.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast Monday show. What the fuck is up, you bitches? Suck my fucking dick and swallow it. How are you? Sarah's scared. I like it. I like to scare my guests right out the gates. This is a little Puya Fundamental.
Oh,
turn
shit.
It up. Let it kick. Saw Puya live, Snowcore 99 or two, no, Snowcore 2000. First time I ever smoked weed. First time I smoked weed in my entire life, it was Snowcore 2000. In fact, if you look up the date of Snowcore 2000 at Asbury Park, you could actually, that's the date that I first smoked marijuana. We, that afternoon, me, James Meekum, David Green, and friends got a bunch of weed for the first time. We're like, we're going to try this. Let's fucking do it. Got high as fuck, went and saw System of a Down, Incubus, Puya, and Mr. Bungle. And one of the best concerts I'd ever seen. And then I became a pothead ever since. So, I am getting ready for Puerto Rico, and we do have a great show planned today. International superstar Zach D'Amico. To my right, as always.
How you doing, buddy?
What up, kitty cat?
Woo! How are you?
Yay!
By the way, you could have saved a lot of money on those tickets to Puerto Rico and just gotten stuck in Bushwick like I did last night.
Oh, why? Was the Puerto Rican Day Parade was yesterday?
And a Pride event, and I got stuck in between both.
Puerto Rican Pride, Puerto Rican and Pride, if they're crossing over now?
A lot. Yeah.
It's a fucking sweaty, sexy fucking week in New York. Rapey. A
lot of rape.
I just stayed home for that one.
Yeah, don't do it. I'm telling you right now. It's not a safe place to be if you don't want to be sexually assaulted this week in New York City.
That was the story back in the day, right? Like, it was that video came out of, like, all those women getting raped at the one Puerto Rican Day Parade, right?
They were just assaulted.
Oh, they were getting, dancing. Like, they're getting their shirts ripped off and stuff, right?
Yeah. Puerto Ricans call that dancing.
And they were crying. They're emotional when they dance.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. They probably were pregnant, so you get it very, you start to cry. Women, they know their bodies. That's what happens. The problem is you're not a feminist.
No, I like the idea that they got pregnant from the rape, and 2 minutes later, they're already emotional. You're crying because you're pregnant, not because you were just raped.
Yeah, they're not covered in random semen from parade goers, they're glowing from pregnancy.
Yeah.
Two incredible guests, back to the whites, which is pretty nice. Scott Chaplin joins us.
What's up, buddy?
And I believe for the first time ever on Real Ass Pod, right?
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Sarah Tolomash joins the show.
Hey.
I had to fight every instinct to introduce her as Jola's wife.
I'm telling you right now,
it's deep embedded in me. I'm sexist. What do you want me to say, Sarah?
That's fucking weird. I don't identify her with Joe at all.
Really?
Ever. Right. Never, ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut up. Get
out. You know what? I don't
disagree with Kim Zaks. You're your own person.
Thank you.
Blam. Zach D'Amico coming out hard. Coming out the gates.
Have you talked about it yet? When did this happen?
What, me and Kim break it out?
I thought you guys got back together again.
No, we can get back together.
Well, Kim's just telling all female comics that. Yeah, we're together.
Well,
so.
I just assumed because I saw the story play out on Twitter.
Oh, the story?
Where you guys were back to having lunch
again. Turn it down. I realized how annoying
Puerto
Rican
are. Yeah, Khalees sent that shit to me. She's like, this is nice. I'm like, if we break up, I'm never talking to you again, dummy. She's like, isn't this sweet? They're friends. No. Fuck no. And you think they're friends? Bullshit.
Turn the music off. Puerto Ricans are annoying. Please. Please. I mean, at one point, that song really does start to fucking... They're just blaring. Why would anybody ever say blare a trumpet? Let's get six trumpets going as loud as fucking possible. That's the thing that Puerto Ricans enjoy.
Yeah, noise. Yeah.
No wonder why it's so intense.
I know.
Yeah.
It's almost like they need music to cover up screams.
That would be if you could... You know how like... what was that? Back in the day... Each instrument was a different character in that like story. Peter Rabbit.
Oh.
You remember like how each instrument was like, you know,
No.
Peter was a clarinet. I swear to God.
I remember Peter Rabbit.
Peter was a rabbit. He wasn't a clarinet.
Not Peter Rabbit.
There's no instruments in Peter Rabbit.
Nigga, I'm not thinking of Peter Rabbit.
No, you're thinking
it's all rabbits.
Peter and the Wolf.
Soft illustration.
I'm thinking of Peter and the Wolf. Peter and the Wolf. I got the name right. It's fucking Peter.
You got Peter.
It's Peter and a fucking animal. All right. And every animal, play a little bit of it. Every animal was represented by a different instrument. So, like, the flute was the little bird, right? And the wolf would come and eat all the animals.
Oh, and it was like a visual? You just would watch it? It's like a silent film, kind of?
I don't exactly know how that all fit in. I remember every animal was represented by a fucking...
You, this is a savant-like memory.
I know.
Yeah, no, I noticed this. Luis has, like, this connection with child stories. How long, like, was it... Like, when did you stop watching children's movies? See? I feel like it was like 17 or something.
On a branch of a big tree.
See, okay, all right, pause.
Sat a little bird.
See, I don't even remember this.
See, they would tell the story, and then when they told the story, the instrument, the music went along with the, like, accompanied the actual story. Okay, so that's how it went.
Yeah, but why did that, how did that, like, imprint your soul so
Because
much?
I was thinking that if...
That Puerto Ricans are annoying, and if they were represented by an instrument, it would be five trumpets.
Well, I was actually going to just say...
playing fucking corn on the cob with a drumstick.
A Puerto Rican raping specifically would be... like that fucking crazy loud trumpet, like five trumpets in a row. That would be the moment Puerto Ricans pounce and rape. If it was in Peter and the Wolf. If there was Puerto Ricans, were one of the animals in Peter and the Wolf, it would be fucking trumpets. Loud, blaring, high-pitched. You would know that they're... Do you get how my mind works?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
I'm a producer.
Yeah, it's nice. I feel like that would give us enough time to leave if you guys were represented by trumpets.
Yeah. That's true. You'd be like, oh, that's shocking.
Hey, we should get out of here. I've got at least instead, 10 minutes to get out of here.
And that's why everyone blames Puerto Rican women when they get raped, it's because they say you could have avoided this.
You heard the trumpets, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. Lots to talk about. I am going to Puerto Rico on Thursday. I want to get into that because I fucked up. I made a mistake with my son. I want to talk to you guys about that and see how I can rectify this. But first, let's get some plugs out of the way. That's why they're here. They're here for the fucking tens of thousands of listeners that come the fuck out, that represent, that show the fuck up, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, if you guys... want to fucking party, if you want to be a real ass dude, if you want to be a fucking rattlesnake, all these guys that come on the shows, buy their albums, come out and see them fucking do comedy, right? When you go to the show, let them know, walk right up to them, interrupt their conversation, say, I'm a fucking real ass fan, bitch, and then fucking give them like one of those, and then walk away from them. But they're happy because you bought the ticket, okay? Make an imprint, make an impact, be an exclamation point. Scott Chaplin, what do you have to plug?
Hell yeah, man. All right, so this weekend I'm going to be a part of the 6th Borough Comedy Festival. That's Jersey City. They make up shit, you know.
Doesn't exist.
I'm hosting... Oh, no, I'm judging roast battles Thursday night, and then Saturday I'm hosting the roast of the mayor of Jersey City.
Who's that fag?
I don't fucking know. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't even know who the guy is.
No, I got to look him up tonight. No, you're who the fuck knows the mayor?
You're the roast master.
Yeah, I wait 2 days before everything, bitch.
I like it.
Yeah, dude.
We should write some roast jokes on the mayor. Pull up some information about the mayor of Jersey City. We got it today. You got Zach Amico here.
We got
one of the best roast writers in the world.
Well, with our current track record, he'll be in a fucking coma when the roast happens.
Oh, yeah. We wrote for Flair's roast, and then he had a heart issue a couple days in.
Oh, Flair's dead?
Got canceled.
Stephen Fulop.
Yeah, there we go.
He's full of shit.
He's a Jew. I know this.
He's a Jew?
Yeah, I believe so.
There's your opener.
Okay, so Jew, full of the oven,
full of your mouth with cum, you closeted fucking, you know?
6 million, more like 2 dozen. I wrote that. I just wrote that. It's a fucking roast. You can have that for the roast if you'd like it.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot. I mean, there's not. Yeah, it's gonna be fucking awful. Definitely don't come. But you know, I had to say something.
Yeah.
All right. So that
Mayor Phillip gonna really get it this weekend.
Yeah, fucking get That's it. You know, I'm gonna get in trouble somehow.
The gloves are off, Mayor Phillip. You're in trouble here. Sarah Tolomash.
Hi.
What up, girl? What do you got to plug?
Listen to Vag Podcast.
Hell yeah.
I'm one half of it with Adrian Appalucci. Super funny.
Yeah, Adrian's a shit. She should have come on. We tried to get you guys on together.
I think it's too early in the day.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know. She's coming from the Bronx.
I'm coming from the Bronx.
She lives in the Bronx?
Yeah.
Wow.
I live
in it's far.
She could have picked me up on the way. I'm in Harlem. That would have been great. We would have reconnected.
That would have been
hot. You got to get her at night.
All right. Anything else?
Skankfest.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Skankfest for me too, bitch.
Saturday, Sunday. Guys.
You're Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. I don't even know who's on the lineups anymore. I just know that I made sure that the conversation me, Rebecca, and Christine have is every great comic that's available in New York City should be performing at Skankfest. If they are great, if they're hilarious, if they fucking represent great comedy, if they're open to doing ballsy, it's not dirty, nothing like that. It's just about fucking comics who want to take chances. They got to be on the lineups. And every time I turn around, I asked Scott when he walked in, I was like, you want Skankfest? He was like, yeah, of course. Yeah, please. Yeah. I was like, Sarah, yes. All right. Everybody that I love and everybody that's great in our world is going to be there. I know people are asking about the lineups. The lineups, they change a lot. It's in New York City. A lot of these comics are bouncing around doing different things, okay? If you guys want to know, I know Attell and Gilbert Gottfried are definitely on Sunday night. I know Michael Che is Saturday and Sunday. I know Naked Rose is Friday night. Kill Tony is Saturday and Sunday. Legion of Skanks is Saturday and Sunday. Jake the Snake is Friday and Saturday. I'm trying to spitball just some names that are... Ari Shaffir's all three nights. Soder's all
you
three
got
nights.
Jake the fucking Snake.
Yeah, Jake Snake's coming out, dude.
Who's gonna watch him that weekend? Who's gonna supervise this fucking guy?
It's gonna get crazy.
He's gonna die.
He brings one.
He does bring one.
His daughter comes with him.
Ooh. Oh, she hot?
My experience. she's
super
beautiful.
Funny.
She hot, Zach.
Precious lamb.
I hope Jake like, beats the shit out of you. That's for saying his daughter's not up. Just fucking DDT Zach in the middle of a fucking.
Oh, fucking please tell me you're going to take a DDT.
Look, we have the lineups are crazy, plus some special guests that are there. There she is. She's not bad. There you go. Looks like Shannon.
That's not the one. The one he brought had pink hair. But
yeah, it looks like Shannon. What did I tell you? I got some stuff coming up. Did you do your plugs?
No, let me go. Real
go ahead, go.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics watching movies, talking shit. And hey, Capital Wrestling, we are making our Brooklyn debut weekend of Skankfest. That we're going to be at Skankfest on that Sunday, and then we're doing a taping that Monday night. If you are in town for Skankfest, stay an extra night and see me have my second pro wrestling match, having a rematch with Jeff Cannonball in Brooklyn.
Oh, is it another hardcore match?
It's an I Quit match.
Jesus Christ, Zach, quit. Quit now. Doggy, just quit. Quit this show.
It's
quit life.
Be great.
I hope you die on this one. I really do. And then you'll finally learn when you're fucking dead. Guys, Skankfest, that's it. You can win tickets at infinitecbd.com/skankfest. It's sold out, okay? We are giving away some tickets today. Not just yet. Later on in the show, you can call 573-GASLINE. We're going to be doing Legion of Skanks trivia on the show, giving away a couple passes, maybe a few sets of passes on today's show to some hardcore, real-deal fucking fans. This is it. Down to the wire. We only got 11 days left until Skankfest. Get yourself prepared. I'm resting. I'm going to a spa. I'm getting a massage the day before. I'm going to the Russian bathhouses. I'm going to see if a bunch of comics want to go to just get all the toxins out, get prepared, get ready to go, because you've never been to a party like Skankfest. It is nonstop 3 days movement, craziness, drinking, fucking drug abuse, finger banging, smelling of those fingers. It is the one place that women should feel unsafe, but they don't have to feel unsafe, but they should. It's Skankfest, okay? And it's going to be an incredible year this year. Biggest lineup ever. Bigger surprises than we've ever had before. You guys were there last year. You know what the fuck happened last year. The shit we have planned this year is fucking batshit. Also, get my special. Go to Louis J. Gomez Presents, louisjgomez.com. After this week, everything that is Louis J. Gomez will be there. I'm just keeping that website. That's going to be for everything. I don't care that it's a long domain name. I like it.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Makes you fucking remember it, bitches. Louis J. Gomez presents louisjgomez.com for the special. Buy it. If you haven't bought it, go fucking buy it now. If you bought it, buy it again. If you don't like comedy, fucking buy it and give it away to somebody who does like comedy. Somebody just offered me the other day. They're like, dude, I love your special. I want people that can't afford to be able to buy it to see it. He was like, can I buy a handful of copies and give it out? And I said, no, that's weird. You're fucking gay. But I said, if you donate $100 to St. Jude's, which is my charity of choice, I'll give away 5 copies to some lucky fans. So he did that. The fuck's his name? I want to find his name because I want to give him some props because he is the man. Let's see here. Is that him? No. Let's see.
Oh, right there. Made up McFake guy.
So that's $100, 5 albums.
Yeah, I sell. Oh, it's Eric. No, it's
$30 an album.
Right here.
$30 an album.
Eric, E. Provatola.
You made him spend $30 for 5 albums, is essentially what you did.
$20.
Yeah. Oh, 20. I don't fucking know things.
It's 20. Well, look, fine. I'll give away 7. I don't give a shit. I just fucking threw the number out there. I'm not taking the money. He's donated it to fucking kids, you know? So who cares? E. Provatola on Instagram. He sent me the screenshot and everything. Very cool. Very cool. $100 gift, which is awesome. So, yeah, I guess Real Ass Official, first 5 people that email Real Ass Official that haven't got the album will send you a free digital download of the album in the name of Children's Cancer. See, Children's Cancer can be very beneficial and hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. That's what
Barrel
I'm saying.
Barrel of laughs.
Ben Sandler.
Shannon, you came in and she was mad at me. Were you mad at me, Shannon?
Not mad.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Okay. Happy belated birthday.
Thanks, Scott.
Does it have something to do with that?
Yeah, he's like the only person that didn't text me or anything to wish me happy birthday.
What the fuck, dude?
Shannon, we're not children. We're adults, okay?
I do. When I don't do something for you for your birthday, you always expect something. I've made you cakes for your birthday.
I thank you with my eyes.
You didn't do that either.
Yeah, every day I do. Up and down. It's not one day a year. Every day I do it, okay? And you know what, Shannon?
What?
Maybe you didn't realize this was fuck. I had this planned as it was. Ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday to you, Brother Shannon Kim.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Show it to the camera,
dear Shannon.
He bought that cake 4 days ago. Believe
happy
him.
Happy birthday. What are to are those you. Boobs? Are those boobs on the cake?
I think so.
Come on, it's a dance party. Harrington, strip for Shannon. Give her a lap dance right now.
Don't eat those boobs. They're past their expiration date.
Give her a lap dance. Come on, show her a little belly. Come on, everyone, dance. It's a fucking party for Shannon. Go back to the Shannon cam. There we are. Give her some more. Eric, dance too. Everyone dance for Shannon. Put your butt on her. He can't hear me. He would, though. He'd listen, because that was a good employee.
We should have had Eric.
This
put
is
a stick
Lewis
in the cake.
Every birthday for his son, too. It's like, oh shit. All right, dance party.
Thank God there's a Baskin Robbins a block away.
We're going to the park.
Yeah, Shannon, I had that plan the whole time, by the way. I really did. I really did. Oh. And I came in, first thing, before you even said anything, I told Marcus to get cake. I swear to God this is true. Marcus is in Chinatown right now. I have no idea where the fuck Marcus is. Marcus, we were starting the show, and I was like, where the fuck is Marcus? It was an hour ago that I saw him and sent him to get a fucking cake. Eric called him. He's in Chinatown. And then I was like, okay, well, you're a fucking idiot. And I yelled at Marcus. I yelled at this intern. He works for free. He's such a big fan. I feel bad. I think he was going to cry.
Aww.
But I yelled because I was like, I can't wrap my mind around how you wouldn't fucking open your phone and go, where can I get a cake that's not Chinatown?
Yeah. Of course.
It's psychotic fucking behavior. There's no efficiency from our team. And I can't even take that blame because I should not have to micromanage that aspect of it.
No, it should just be, hey, get a cake.
Yeah.
There should be no other discussion.
You'd go cake near me.
On your part.
Go right now, Shannon. Cake near me.
I have that all the time.
It's in Zach's pocket.
It's my number one search. Yeah.
It's just a fucking...
just smashed in his pants.
Just shows a picture of Zach.
If I type C, the rest of it all just autofills. Cake near me.
Look at this.
Not a lot of options.
The first thing is Chinatown.
That one looks like a pussy.
Let's see. Okay.
The cracked
ones.
Yeah, these aren't good.
But there's a Baskin Robbins right down the street. There's a grocery store.
There's
two
a
blocks
Dunkin' Donuts.
That's what he got. He got the Baskin Robbins. Yeah. He's got the Baskin Robbins. By the way, do you know the Baskin Robbins, the hidden logo?
The 31 is in.
Wow.
The logo.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Go ahead, pull it up.
Get ready to be shocked. Pull
it
up.
It's fucking dope. You'll never unsee it. You'll never. It's like Ari pointed it out to me because this is the Shroom Fest shirt. And I was like, dude, I don't see the mushroom. And then as soon as you see the mushroom, you see the 31 right there.
Genius. The pink.
Wow.
But this is the Shafir Fest shirt or the Shroom Fest shirt. And the mushroom's in there, but I couldn't even see it until then. I saw it and now I can't unsee it. Do you see like the cap of the mushroom?
Yeah, it's great. The Shroom. Yeah, well,
I noticed it immediately.
I can see. I had issues seeing it. Yeah, you guys, by the way, can go to podcastmerch.com. Grab your Shroom Fest shirts. Grab your Legion of Skank shirts. Realize podcast merch. Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show shirts. I fucking, dude, it's coming together, man. Podcastmerch.com, the number one spot to grab all of your podcast merch. Probably Vag t-shirts coming soon enough.
Soon. Why not? Little badges.
Why not? Yeah. Little tiny type badges.
I'd wear that.
Yeah.
The Vag shirt is tight. All right.
You guys should do badges.
Yeah, that's
badge
what
badge.
Badge
we,
badge.
Somebody drew us some the other day, and I thought they looked pretty cool.
I love it.
And then
love
that. I think Adrian and I's faces are the clits.
Okay.
Yeah, that and that's scary.
That makes sense.
That's frightening.
All right, gentlemen and lady, let's take a moment and talk about BetterHelp, which is really great. I'm going to tell you right now, if you guys haven't gone to therapy before, it really can change your life in a lot of amazing ways. Just opening up and talking to somebody about your problems can be super beneficial. So I think BetterHelp is a great way to especially introduce yourself to therapy. I don't have a lot of time. Just taking an hour to drive through traffic, an hour driving back, plus an hour therapy session, that's a ton of time to go and talk to somebody.
It's 3 hours.
It's a ton of time. That's crazy. Yeah. That's three times the amount of time that it should take, Zach. Okay. With BetterHelp, you can have an amazing therapist right at your fingertips online. You do video chat, audio chat, or you can just chat with them via text message if you need some advice or if you need to ask them a question at any time. It really is an amazing service. I've been doing my anger management sessions on BetterHelp. Just having that conversation, being able to unwind and talk about these things really is beneficial for me. Just do me a favor, take a moment and before you go and sign up, read the terms of service, read the terms and conditions. I know there was some questions about it. And I think anytime you sign up for any app or any service, you should look at the terms and conditions. Just understand, look, if you have serious mental health issues, if you have suicidal thoughts, something really fucked up, if you're in a dark place, I wouldn't recommend doing...
I wouldn't Skype about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't Skype. I would go see a therapist in person. I would talk to, a few professionals. I do think this is really beneficial, and it might be the right thing for you, okay? So just, it just depends on what you're looking for, if it's beneficial. For me, I love it. If you go to betterhelp.com/realass, we give you 10% off your first month. 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/realass. So get started today at betterhelp.com/realass. All right, where were we? Okay, so Shannon, what the fuck are these things right here? These pod things.
Oh, you stole them.
Yeah.
They're earbuds.
I don't like them. Can I put them in my ears?
They're like AirPods.
Yeah, they were like $45. My Bluetooth headphones died, so I needed something. I ordered them from Amazon.
Can't be the way they're supposed to go in your ears.
It says on them left and right.
The worst part of it in your ear.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see that. That's what the R is for?
Yeah.
I thought it was for... This is really cool. Put it in your ear. Yeah, but they're not comfortable, and they feel like they're going to fall out.
No, they don't. They do sit in the ear pretty well.
No, they're terrible, Shannon. Right. I don't like these, and I feel like they're easier to lose. I see these a lot, and it's just like I have a hard time holding on to earbuds with a wire attached to them.
Yeah. I like, though, that little case thingy charges them, so like they're... I like that part of it.
Yeah,
I got this shit right here, bro.
That shit. Yeah, I lose them all the time. I know what's happening at the studio. I leave my expensive earbuds and things here all the time, and then they disappear. And I know my disgusting employees take them. Mm-hmm. I know what you steal from me, and it's you, Harrington. By the way, it's Harrington. He just showed me that it's him by making the fucking face. I didn't even say him. I said my employees. I have fucking 30 employees.
I have a $250 pair of Beats that's been missing for like a month. Like, I don't want to hear about your fucking bodega headphones that you lost. All right?
Oh, shit. Nothing?
The fucking insubordination.
Wow. The fact that Harrington would steal your headphones, your smoked honey chargers that I steal.
I can't leave anything here, dude. The amount of headphones, I've left two different pair of very expensive headphones here that are just gone. And I know one of you take them, and I know you take it. You probably don't even use them. You probably just break them on purpose. My last roommate, when I moved out, it ended. Every time I have a roommate situation, it ends shittily. And my last roommate, we... we had air conditioners. These big, like the last roommate that I lived in, like an apartment with somebody else, not Kim or the guy who I.
I was wondering why you're getting sad while you're telling the story.
My last roommate, she was making delicious chicken soup.
James.
No. It was my last like roommate because I. It's not my last roommate. Cause the last roommate was I moved into this apartment and the guy was subletting it, and then I got him kicked out very quickly. And I just took over the entire apartment. Yeah.
How'd the original that? Owner?
That's kind of fucking white. Of
the
you.
Original... He was subletting one room. It was a two-bedroom, two-bath.
Okay.
So he was subletting a bedroom and bath, and then I was subletting a bedroom and bath. And then very quickly, I just didn't like him, and I could afford the rent. And he was, like, late with rent, so I just fucking went to the person we were subletting from. I was like, look, I'll take care of everything right now. And she was like, whoosh.
Yeah.
Gone. Wow. Yeah. Piece of shit.
I feel really bad for that guy. His kid was adorable. He was.
That's a fucking joke, right?
No, I swear to God. His skin still comes up with the play dates at my home now, once in a while.
Does he know?
I can vouch for Lewis that that guy was a real shitty person.
Oh, okay. It wasn't that he was a shitty person. He was fucking gross. He fucking had like, he would like, he was dying of some sort of liver disease, I think. And he was just coughing up into bloody napkins all the time and like leaving them around the house. And
oh,
like,
he's got to go.
You got to go,
doggy. Can't be in an apartment.
I understand you're like dying and trying to cope with that. And like, you know, but it's not
on
my
street, please.
It's not my shit. Exactly, dude. There's a gutter for that behavior.
Yeah.
So, not my fucking couch. All right. So, that's so now the apartment.
Sir, I'm told it's fun to stay at the YMCA. Yeah.
But I took over the lease now, and I'm not even subletting. I actually took over the lease. Which is fucking great. I'm happy about that now. But regardless, my last roommate situation besides that, we both split on these wall unit ACs that were custom sized for the walls, right? Like somebody else from the building was moving out, so they were getting rid of their ACs. So we both split them for like $150 each or whatever. And then when I was leaving, like I had no use for this AC, but it ended in a shitty way. Like we were like arguing. I had no use for this AC. And she wanted to buy it back from me. And I was like, no. No, I was like, I'm literally taking it and I'm fucking, no, I'm not even going to use it. And then I just cut the fucking cord and threw it in the garbage.
To a girlfriend?
No.
To this roommate.
Ex-roommate.
Yeah. I'm vindictive as shit.
You get this person kicked out.
No, this is a different person.
Oh, this is another person.
What?
Jesus,
can you look at Marcus right now? He should go in the room. He's going to die.
Come here. Bring him in.
Yeah, what happened to him? Like, oh, is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is the saddest. Do not, Lewis, don't yell at him. I just saw how he looks. He's fucking soaking wet and he's scared.
He's sad.
Lewis, don't bust this kid's balls. I can't handle this. I'll cry. No.
Hey man, how you doing?
Marcus, did you buy another? I told you not to buy the cake.
Come here, Marcus. Job done.
Come and sit here. What is wrong with you?
How's the cake?
Can I see?
I feel like it's got grip marks in it.
He's so wet. Let me see. Are they better tits? At least they're actually better boobs. It's also a really small cake, Marcus.
Oh, yeah. Those are cute.
Those are
tits,
better
though.
Tits.
Those are there's 40 employees
here. Those look
here.
Like they have implants in them.
All right, Marcus.
Yes.
I'm not going to feel bad for you.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
Did you have to ask the Indian lady to draw tits?
No, I did it myself.
You're an artist.
That's a fucking Harrington the roadie. Sibilance.
Marcus.
Yes, boss.
I feel bad. I told them on the show what happened, and I felt bad because I yelled.
No, it's fine. I promise, I've dealt with worse. I've had plates thrown at me in restaurants. It's okay.
But that's not okay either. And what he's doing isn't okay. And you got to realize
I didn't do
that.
Anything.
Fuck this guy.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, yeah, you didn't.
He's retarded. I don't know what to say here. I said, go get a cake. And he, an hour later, I call him. I was like, where are you with this cake? We're about to start the show. And he's like, oh, I'm in Chinatown. I'm almost at the place to get the cake. Yeah, I wasn't even there yet.
I was about there. That's the crazy thing.
Can we honestly ask you a question? I'm not.
No, go ahead.
Why didn't you just go to the Baskin Robbins down the street?
I didn't know there was a Baskin. I swear to God.
What about the grocery store on the other block?
Do you Google before you leave?
I did Google, and I looked up just cake shops and ice cream shops because he said nothing. He just said.
I gave him the. This is the problem. You don't give him specific parameters. This is the thing that I've learned in life.
And we're not. Making fun of you.
No,
I'm making fun of
how you could be this dumb.
There, I didn't say go to this cake shop. I said, hey, dude, go get like an ice cream cake. Could be Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin Robbins, doesn't matter. Just find one. So that gives you sort of the, you know, an unlimited amount of places you can go to. You really can go anywhere. So
I'm just not going to look at it as anything bad. It's my fault.
Is it ice cream cake?
Yes.
It is ice cream cake. We can all have, we can't have it in here, but everyone can have some after the show. Shannon, if you want to share, I know Shannon's very, she's hungry. This girl eats a lot. So if you want to have all the cake for yourself, Shannon, that's okay. I'm not going to hold that against you. And honestly, you don't even have to say that because I know it's sort of embarrassing. Shannon does a lot of like self-eating in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So if you, I see what you do when she goes into the bathroom with food, you know what's going on in there, right? So if you don't
imagine eating cake on the bidet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's full service.
I was thinking about this. Shannon, what if we did this on the Real Ass Podcast? What if we did like the Shannon cam turns into more of like a webcam and then guys can tip you for your tit job in real time? So like during the show, if you do good producing stuff or if you wear something sexy, they can just throw you a little tip and then we can collectively start collect that money.
I'm okay with that.
See? Mm-hmm. But what if, can they use one of those little things, those vibrating things that they can control with the mouse that they put inside of you?
No.
Shannon, they're not even touching you.
No.
Can I get one of those for you?
No. Please? I don't want to do sex stuff with people.
I don't want to do sex stuff with you. I want a remote control
like
vibrator.
What if it's like a fetish thing as simple as like, today you need to eat like Flaming Hot Cheetos while you do it?
I bet you if you just stuck your feet
that's
in
specific
cake,
to Scott's relationship.
People will pay for that.
All right, today you got to braid your hair while you go to your cousin's barbecue.
Hey, Lewis.
What?
Why not just throw the cake at me?
I'm not going to throw the cake at you. Stop trying to be a fucking...
We're trying to eat the fucking cake!
He's trying to be a stunt boy. Yeah. He goes to me the other day. He's like, dude, why don't we have Michael Bisping kick me in the leg a bunch on the show? And I was like, because Jim Norton did that in fucking 1997, and we're not trying to fucking do what everybody else does, okay? We're in a different world right now, okay? We're trying to be unique. So my idea was to dress him up, like get Michael Bisping really drunk, and then at 3 o'clock in the morning, have Marcus show up with a fucking, like a mask on, try to rob him. But just be like, I don't need a weapon, pussy, and then go right after him, and then see where that went.
He's down.
He's fucking retarded.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too.
That's actually a better idea than sending him to get something like cake. Marcus... Thank you. I don't feel bad about how wet you are. That was retarded. You could have, number one, taken an umbrella. Number two, you could have gone a block away instead of walking to and from Chinatown and then coming in with a wet box.
Huh.
The only wet box I want to see in the studio is Shannon.
That was Shannon. A good line. That was good.
Is she gone?
Wow.
Shannon!
There we go.
Lewis and Tom.
Baby Jane. Take your wet box with you.
Amigo.
Take it. Share it with the studio. Share it with everyone.
Take your wet box with you, you idiot.
I want him to fall. And his face landed the cake so bad right now.
I don't know what to do with this.
I love
people.
This. You could pie me in the cake. I'll suck your dick. So fucking.
It's fucking crazy. These kids are.
Yeah.
Shannon, post those pictures of those.
That one is so tiny. I've never seen a cake so small.
I know. He sucks. That was crazy behavior. I don't know what to do here.
It is the tiniest level of cake you could get. It's almost a cupcake. Borderline cupcake, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's almost like that should be the test right there. Just give somebody a little assignment like that. Go get a cake for Shannon's birthday and draw boobs on it. And see what they do and how efficiently they come back with it, the type of cake, the idea, how they execute. Marcus did not execute.
Marcus should be executed.
Yes. Did you say get a cake for Shannon? Because he was probably thinking, oh, I eat these things like this. He means get a cake for
an
Shannon
individual
and
she cake.
Could have it. And yeah.
A personal cake.
No, I think he knew it was a birthday cake for us to have a whole party with. But we should, you know what, hold on. We should sing happy birthday again to Shannon with that cake, shouldn't we? I feel that's sort of wasted.
Can I just say sometimes I hate singing happy birthday?
Why? Because I don't really
know. It's like a depressing song to me.
I don't know the key.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
My voice is always really bad.
Yeah.
Wait.
No one sings it well.
No one sings it
well. One person always tries to sing it well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we could sing Black Happy Birthday.
Yeah, all right,
what's
bring it
that?
Back with Black Happy Birthday. I love it.
I like that.
Oh, it was your birth. Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. Oh, girl, it's your birthday.
It's just an explanation of why you don't get presents on your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh. No, we know the Black Happy Birthday. Do we have the other cake?
I know it, yeah.
Do we have the other cake?
He's getting it.
Let's do it. I like it. Well, it's coming in late. It's Black Happy Birthday. I like it. What? I'm racist. Who cares? Who cares? Even if I was really racist, who cares?
Yeah, what are you going to do with
fucking
that?
Fucking losers.
What are you going to do with that?
Fucking losers. That's your life. You're like, oh my God, that person's racist. Who cares?
Yeah, I have back and forth with that all the time.
I have real fucking problems. Do you think I care some old dude's racist?
Well, I guess the idea is, you know, that they do affect people's lives and they interact with people and they may influence
sort of
people.
If they, no, if they, I only care if they affect people's lives. No,
but I think everybody affects everybody.
It's for
life.
Shannon. Oh,
what the fuck is this cake?
No, that's the other one. No, we want the other cake for Shannon. We want the other one. Marcus's cake. All right. No, it's for Shannon's birthday. It's for Shannon. Ready? Black, happy birthday.
I don't know this part.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Can we get black titties? It's like the African ones, though, that hang down to their fucking knees. How cool would that be? I wouldn't mind those.
Like National Geographic ones? Yeah. Yeah. Those are like pancake tits.
Yeah, they're just fucking all floppy and they hang flat.
Do you think
low.
That just happens if you don't wear a bra and you're just out in the wild?
Yeah, definitely.
Probably. I think they also have, they have a lot of kids. They're just fucking...
Yeah, I don't think saggy tits are specific to African women. I think...
No,
just... If you got big titties, which they do...
Why does that happen, though? No, that is a good point. Why do they hang so low and flat and not like... I've never seen a National Geographic chick who was like, look at those fucking tits. Perky. Those are nice tits.
It might be nutrition and like not hydrated.
I think there's
like
a few facts.
I like these reasons. Like there are made up
no,
reasons.
Those are titties,
those
man.
Yeah, honestly, both of those are decent. Yeah, those are two different.
We mean like the real hangers.
Also, both of those girls have two different sized titties on both of them. Like,
yeah, because they're two separate
those
women.
Are bad.
Yeah,
that's probably a child, by the way. We're probably looking at a child.
Well, yeah, I don't know. God damn it.
Village women and breastfeeding. Those are some nice titties.
We all know what
titties.
You mean by National Geographic.
Both of them.
Yeah,
the guy and the girl.
That's not bad. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so here's what I was going to say.
I'm just wrong. I think we're talking about one picture of some dying bitch.
No, no.
Some malnutrition bitch with flies flying around her head.
I think National Geographic avoids the sexy titties because they're like, we don't want people jerking off to this.
Yeah, we want people to feel bad.
Yeah, but you can still jerk off to anything.
Yeah, that's it.
There we go.
There we go. That's what we were looking for.
Whew.
That's what I thought all African women's titties look
yeah,
like.
That's wear and tear.
It's why
yeah.
I've never been with an African woman.
Is that a guy?
Yeah.
I think that's...
There you go. See, this is what we're talking about. This is what we've seen.
I feel like
what
mine
is
are
that
in the
right
way
there?
There.
What is that floopy floop right there?
Bad posture?
It is...
Yeah.
You think so?
I mean,
I think that's
she's
just
slouching
maybe
for
from
sure.
not wearing a bra.
Maybe. Yeah, these are. This is what I'm talking about. These are the normal... Is this a region?
What are we doing?
Is this a region?
Now I feel uncomfortable.
This has become something else. We're like flipping through women being like, let's study the specimen of...
I mean, look at her big floppy titties. I'm not making this up here.
Tits get fucking floppy, though.
Hey, man. Show me one fucking American chick with titties like that. That's not a...
I know a girl. I know
a girl
I went to
the
high
school
with. Yeah.
Some crazy homeless bitch.
I don't know. I think it goes across
the elements.
Board.
Maybe it's the elements.
Yes,
it's
stress.
Cold, you're used
wind.
To women wearing
a lot
bras,
of stress.
This and that. You'd be surprised how many women's titties drop when they take off their bras.
Look at Zebra, baby. What was that joke?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was
that? Remember
that? Joke?
Look at Zebra, baby.
Lewis, you go to therapy?
Yeah.
So much of you is just your childhood and memories. Yeah. So, like, it's sad
out.
Every time
you're
you bring
there.
Up something. It's like, never look at Zebra. Did remember that time I laughed with people?
You're just crying in
remember
therapy.
Remember when I laughed with people when I was 8?
Oh, hurts, darling.
My mom thought it was funny.
Something
she
about a baby. Let's deconstruct this joke. Something about a baby in
yeah,
a zoo.
Yeah, look at Zebra. It was
French
like
baby.
Fucking gold. I remember being a kid being like, wow, I can't believe I'm saying this.
It was a French baby in a zoo. Look at Zebra baby. Just Shannon, why don't you just type in look at Zebra baby?
I wrote Zebra joke baby zoo.
I can't stand you.
Yeah, look at Zebra
look
baby.
At Zebra baby. Fucking idiot.
Shit.
Joke.
He literally just found pictures of zebras.
He's also just never
just baby zebras.
Baby zebras.
Yeah. Cute baby zebras that can barely walk. How cute are baby zebras? Whoever, nobody's ever talked about how cute baby zebras are.
No, because we're looking at floppy titties.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Adorable.
Nigga.
People don't talk horrible. About that.
No, zebra, sorry.
Look how tight her stripes are.
It's word association. Look at that. Wow. There we go. She's like, that ain't my baby. I like baby said. Go back to that picture.
They're really cute.
Oh shit, yeah, that is adorable. Fucking adorable. They're like magical.
Yeah. Yeah. They're almost like unicorns.
Yeah. Look at that. We could just look at baby zebras all day long. This is fucking adorable.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Nobody's mentioned it. Nobody's ever said a baby zebra is something that's even fucking cute.
No, I feel like alpacas get a lot of fun.
What is an alpaca? Oh, that's like a llama.
Yeah.
Now like, can we see a video of a baby zebra being murdered by a lion?
Oh,
I need to balance it out. Nothing could be that sweet in my life.
Oh, I get
it. You know what? Let's do another edition of Does It Live? And you guys can pick one that lives or dies. How about that? We'll see what's going on in Shannon's mind today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Does It Live or Does It Die? Baby zebras.
Does it live or does it die?
I don't know what this game is.
We figure out if this baby zebra is going to live or die.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Based off the video, the beginning of the video that we're going to watch.
Is it always animals? Because I feel like sometimes you've done
people. Oh, it's definitely been people.
You know, I don't do it with children. I have a weird thing with children. Shannon always brings up like...
That's not a weird thing, Louis.
I know.
You have a regular thing. I have this weird thing with children. I can't watch them be murdered on television. I can't watch...
Like
I don't like
us.
Sitting there watching them get their heads crushed by motor vehicles. What are you talking about?
That's a strange thing. All right. Does it live or does it die? Baby zebra edition. I think that's a zebra's head. Aw. Oh, there's a little baby zebra on the floor. Oh, no. Wait, what? Is that not the video?
That's the beginning. Does it live or does it die?
We don't even see what comes upon it, though. Does it go? Can we go any further? Can we see, like, the beginning of a lion pouncing?
Okay, I mean, here.
Oh, you think it's going to be too obvious what happened?
Let's see.
Oh my fuck, it's dead forever.
All right. Does it live or does it die?
This thing dies.
By the way, look how fucking, look at the balls on that line. You can actually see his testicles.
Yeah, or that's a hemorrhoid.
If I had balls like that, dude, I would just, here's my problem. From behind, you can't see my balls.
Really?
That's really fascinating.
Yeah, it's not good. I have fat thighs, gross ass, small balls.
Can I ask an honest question? I thought female lions hunted and male lions stayed at home.
Until I was 22 years old, I thought the female lion had the mane.
Oh, really?
I thought it was one of those things that,
like long hair?
No.
Yes, that's exactly why you thought it. Because you're like, oh, like lady hair. Nice and long, put a bow in it.
That's exactly why.
I think there's a female lion awesome. That has a mane that's really odd. Yeah.
Really?
Really? It's something weird that happened in nature.
Trans lions.
Yeah, trans lions.
It's Dominican. how they hunt. A new study shows that male lions use dense vegetation to hunt their prey, while females cooperate together to hunt. Male lions are proving to be successful hunters, despite beliefs that females do all the work. Yeah, no, all right. So yeah, the males will fucking hunt. So does that? I think that the zebra dies.
Got to.
Unless it does that thing where it fucking punches a lion in the eye, right? Or is it a shark?
The only thing I can think shark is there's enough zebras there that maybe they go, hey, we're going to you ever see those videos? Oh, we're going to fight back against
them. Not zebras. Usually
like
it's
elephants
like, yeah, it's like elephants are like
hippos
fucking,
or
it'll be like a bunch of rhinoceri fighting back against a lion. There's an epic one where it's like the battle of the whatever.
With a crocodile?
It's like all of nature fights.
There's
this
three of them.
Doggy, it's fun. We should watch that in a minute.
It's so
out.
Fun.
It's so awesome. You're just like, you're like watching like, holy fuck, dude.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We are weak.
It's like the ending scene of a great movie.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Dude, animals are so powerful. Jamie, pull that up.
The Blow Rogan Experience. Let's
this really is like a much lesser.
Five wild lionesses grow a mane and start acting like males. Look, and then they darted them right
won't
in their
stop
neck.
Stop posting on Facebook about it.
Dart them pink.
Darting them, like, yeah, they're getting a little bit too uppity. Start darting them in the neck.
Wow.
Look at that bitch.
Do you want to finish the video?
Yeah, so I say it dies. Let's see what happens.
I'm going to say it lives.
You say it lives?
Yeah.
Sarah, you have a lot of faith.
Thank
I think
you.
It's nice.
Dying.
That's, I would assume, immediate death.
That's a different video.
Yeah, that's a different video.
No, it's a zoomed up thing.
No, I don't think so, because that one doesn't have a mane.
That one does.
Oh, no.
Oh, my shit.
Hold on, wait.
Is he wearing pants?
What the fuck is this video?
Imagine you're the father watching that happen to your baby.
Wait, what's hanging? Is that the placenta? Was it just born?
Yeah, it was just born.
That's
just
insane. Born.
No.
Yeah, it was just born.
Oh.
So a thing most animals do is they give birth, they eat the placenta. Like the mother will eat all of the placenta because
nutrients.
And animals can smell the placenta.
Hold on.
I thought it was because they were trying to become one with their dumb smell. Yoga teacher or whatever. Fucking stupid bitches.
Hold on, I still got a chance.
Oh my god.
Hold on, no. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, wait. I believe in you, buddy.
Go zebra! Fight, go fight, zebra! Fight. Go zebra! Go zebra!
Poor guy. Oh.
Oh my god.
So, it does?
Wow.
That was intense.
A fight. A zebra. And a lion.
That was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice. You remember that a fight, a negro and a white?
What?
Nope.
No.
They
is that in your
that
dream?
In my neighborhood.
When you fought a white guy?
No, it's my internal dialogue every time I try to make a decision. How to act. A fight, a nigger and a white. They used to sing that in my white trash neighborhood when kids would fight, white and black kids. And they would go, a fight, a nigger and a white. If the white don't win, we all jump in.
Shut
I
the
swear
fuck
to God,
up.
And I was the nigger in most cases.
That is so scary.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They used to play a game called Hunt the Nigger.
Jeez Louise.
And
ours was kick can.
Could you explain?
Kick can. Well, it was different. Yeah. Same concept, to be honest.
I climb trees and stuff.
We played, no, the can's worth 5 cents.
We played hopscotch.
Yeah.
Or white trash neighbors were crazy, dude. It was like, and you grew up in the suit. Like they used to play ring and run, but they used to call it nigger knocking.
Yes, I do remember that. Yes.
Yeah. So it was, but it was like all of these little.
And a Mexican doorbell. That's when you honk the horn.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh.
That's new.
I might have been my dad.
Yeah, we would just play ring and run all the time.
Just your dad's personal game.
We used to walk into people's homes if the doors were open and just like scream a curse word and then run out.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Like we would just open and be like, fuck! And then run out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It was just like stupid shit. Like, you know, just being bored kids in the suburbs. Kids in the city are so much more sheltered. Like my son will never go nigger knocking.
No, they can't. And actually, that's the thing that if you want to talk deeper, I mean, that's why, you know, so many like young black kids are like getting in trouble and shit like that. It's because like when you're raised in a city, you're not allowed to act like a kid. We used to start fucking fires in the woods, kill shit in the woods, fight each other in the woods. They got to fight
build
each other
house,
and light shit on fire
dig a
here.
Fucking
they
got
to do it in front of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to be fucking awful to each other, but it was
and
away from the
you're
world.
Right. You're right, because in the suburbs, kids were almost allowed to go off, come back when the streetlights were on. It was also a different time.
Oh, I felt like there were no parents around when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like 8 hours with no parental.
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And my son, we have an eye on him. There's never a 5-minute period where there's not an adult watching my child.
Yeah, and you have to.
Yeah, and then you're right. There's kids here that grow up that there's no adult supervision. They're 9 years old, 8 years old. They're out in the fucking hood. They're trying to set a fire, but it's in the basement of a building or fucking
it's
on a
just
subway
in the
track.
In front of everybody. If I have an argument with my friend, it's in the fucking woods. Or hey, we're gonna meet back here. Here, it's in front of at least 7 people.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Yeah. It's it is a different.
You got to get him out of here, man.
Out of the city.
Yeah.
But he's being raised like a white.
Oh, okay.
He really is. He's not being raised like dude. He goes to fucking jujitsu classes, piano lessons, swim lessons, fucking.
You could have just said swim lessons.
Drum lessons. He's going to Disney World this year, Puerto Rico in a few days. He's going camping at the end.
Yeah,
of the
he's summer. Got it.
This
he's
kid's
got
fucking.
It.
His school is like literally rated one of the top schools in New York City. Like he's like legit set up. To fucking
to win.
He's got to tap it in. Don't fuck it. Don't rape a chick. Don't say the N-word on a podcast.
Yes.
Don't make your papa's mistakes.
Yeah. What if your mistakes come back to haunt him? What if he's unhirable because he's the son of Luis J. Gomez?
Papa. He could change his last name.
Yeah, that's
true. I thought about it. I'm taking him on Thursday to Puerto Rico. We do a Father's Day trip every year. This is the second one, I should say. We're doing just father-son. Last year we went to Cali, and I brought him to what do they call it?
Michael Bisping's house.
I brought him to a more accomplished man's house. No, what's the fucking amusement park?
Everything the light touches is my friend's, James.
Magic Kingdom?
Disney? No.
The farms one?
No, the one that fucking, with all the movie stuff.
Universal Studios.
There we go.
Oh.
So this year, I'm letting him get in touch with his culture. We're going to Puerto Rico. I don't know if you guys have ever been.
Never. No. I wouldn't go to Dominican Republic right now because there's like five couples that have been, three couples dead died in the last 5 days at one hotel.
Yeah, this what? Resort.
David Ortiz got shot yesterday.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's something with the, they're eating something in DR. There's something all fucked up. I'm a little bit nervous of Puerto Rico, too. I'm just nervous in general to bring my son anywhere.
Yeah.
Because if anything bad happens, you would just play through your mind just any decision you made that day. Like, dude, if we just fucking spent one more minute, at lunch, this wouldn't have happened. You wouldn't have been there in that moment. Whether it's like if a car accident or some crazy New York woman claims she drank soda bottle filled with bleach at the same Dominican resort where three Americans died. Whoa.
And they're saying that hotel was like,
just hates it.
Yeah. Someone's trying to kill these people.
Maybe.
Well, that hotel was like, oh, these are isolated events. And you're like, no, it's not.
Not three people in a week.
It's isolated within your hotel. People are dying. Fucking idiots.
I'm bringing him. Yeah, but here's the problem. I made a mistake. Okay. So I was like, all right, James, we're going to go to this fucking hotel. And I got a hotel that's like family friendly. It has like children's dance parties and things like that. It has like a children's pool as well. So we could make some friends, not just.
Oh, Pedophile Island.
Yeah. But I feel like just being with me all day and trying to do cultural stuff with your dad the whole fucking time, it'll get boring. You want to play with some kids. You want to build a sandcastle with some kids from some other town or whatever. Make some friends on vacation. But we are going to do certain things off the hotel every day. So I'm going to take him to, the rainforest. I'm going to take him to Bioluminescent Bay. And then I told him I was going to take him to swim with dolphins. I was like, this is a big thing. I was like, James, last day, I guess what we're going to do, blah, blah. Could go swim with dolphins. Magical sea creatures.
Like, holy shit.
He's losing his mind.
Yeah.
Of course. It's like, holy shit. His mom's like, I swam with dolphins years ago, baby. You're going to love it. He's like, oh, this is fucking great. They don't offer swimming with dolphins in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
They don't offer it. This is what I found out now. I don't know. I can't find it.
Can you swim with any other animal?
Puerto Ricans.
Electric eels. No, baby James, don't worry. They're dolphins. Trust me. They're baby
barracudas.
Dolphins.
Yeah.
It's not a safe island. I mean, no, I don't know.
His mother also was just in a jacuzzi with the Miami dolphins.
Can you swim with dolphins in Puerto Rico? Can you find this out? It's not on there?
What about sea turtles?
So everything that I'm finding, Lewis, is that they don't offer swimming with dolphins anywhere on Puerto Rico. The closest place you could do it is on British Virgin Islands, which you can jump a quick flight and do. However,
do you think I'm taking another flight from Puerto Rico to the British Virgin Islands?
A promise is a promise, man. But
it really is.
What made you think there was swimming with dolphins?
It's a fucking island. I don't know. Every time I've gone to an island, you could go to the hotel resort and swim with dolphins or do a ziplining adventure.
Yeah, I would kind of. I would kind of think you could do that.
I don't even.
I don't connect dolphins with Puerto Rico.
But there's no aquarium where you could do that there. I'm not even thinking in the ocean. I'm thinking like, there's aquariums.
I feel like you could find a place in Brooklyn to swim with a fucking dolphin if you really were motivated.
That's what you got
to
do.
If you try hard enough.
Just some guy's bathtub.
Yeah.
Maybe in Coney Island.
I've never swam with a dolphin.
I don't have any desire to.
They rape people. Like,
yeah, they're the rapists of the sea.
Yeah.
I know. And sometimes they pull little kids down under the water, too.
Do they really?
Rape them, and drown them.
So that's what you got to tell James. Problem solved.
Yeah. I was like, James, you don't want to be raped, do you?
James, I just found out. Yeah. At least dolphins are rapists.
Yeah. So now I got to figure out what else to do in Puerto Rico with my son in place of dolphin swimming. What animals can I swim with, Harrington? Is there animals that I can swim with?
There's got to be like something you could pet. What about like a banana boat? We're going out on a banana boat. I'm trying to think of ideas.
What is a fucking banana boat? I think he wanted a close-up adventure with some sort of magical creature. So what?
Yeah, sea turtles.
They're cute.
What?
That could be cool.
Has he seen Finding Nemo?
Yeah.
He'll love the sea turtles.
He can't go snorkeling.
What is it? Yeah, he can't go snorkeling.
No way.
He's too young. He maybe can go snorkeling.
With floaties.
Buddy.
Pool noodles.
Do not take him snorkeling.
Whatever, man.
There's no way. Oh, you know what? Maybe I'm sure they have like a kid's, like, this water isn't like you just put your face down
like,
and
touch
like, swim that way.
Kind
and
of
touch
thing.
Stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Do that with him.
Why? Is snorkeling dangerous?
I mean, like, if you're going like
I don't think so.
If you're going like deep sea snorkeling,
no, you're
never
always
done
on
anything.
No, I haven't done shit. But I'm not going to bring a fucking 4-year-old snorkeling.
Okay, right. So we can go do that.
That is a cute animal.
That's a really They're cute animal, cute. And he glows in the dark. But then I'm going to get all these fucking assholes making comments about how I look like a turtle on Twitter.
And you don't think they'd find James a way to insult you if you took a picture with dolphins? You know, like the number one retard dream is to swim with dolphins, and it like helps them and stuff.
Is it?
Yeah, look it up. Type in retards and dolphins.
I mean, that would
They're
actually
like the same thing.
I think you're going to get something different.
Because dolphins are the smartest animal. Retards are the dumbest people.
So that makes them in the middle. They're like
a Venn diagram.
They need each other.
It makes them equal.
Retards rape. Do you know that?
Of course.
Retards rape. Of course.
Retards?
Mentally retarded humans still smarter than all animals? That's just a great question to ask.
That is so fun.
Let's see. Right there. Click that one. At developtime.net. Let's see. No.
YouTube.
Are you seeing this guy's suggestion? He's like, I've been thinking for a while. What if instead of bulls fighting,
we have retards?
Like a retard run? You release retards onto the city and you run down the street running away from them?
Yeah. Oh, the running of the tards?
Yeah. That could be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they'll scatter.
What other animal activities could we do?
The bulls will all go in one direction.
Just change. What about having like retards in Central Park instead of the horses? You know how they were saying that like the horse-drawn carriages were like bad for the horses?
Yeah.
Just
a retard.
Put a retard to work. Put like 4 or 5 retards. Yeah.
Swimming with retards.
This car is a 600
retard. I got something that I've heard is equivalent. We're going to swim with retards.
Let's see. Dolphin assisted therapy seems to accelerate the vocal and physical development of autistic and mentally retarded children, for example. Yeah. I mean, they're excited. They're fucking, it opens them up.
Yeah.
All right. So fine. They call my kid a retard for wanting to swim with dolphins. Everyone wants to swim with dolphins.
I agree.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I agree.
Okay.
Maybe that's why Marcus came in so wet.
We need another activity for Puerto Rico to do for the one day. Because bioluminescent bag is kind of boring. The fucking rainforest, who gives a shit?
Would he shit his pants?
What about sloths?
If he did the sky?
Are there sloths in Puerto Rico? Or is that just Costa Rica?
I don't even know. He's ziplining with sloths. I don't know. I mean,
ziplining in the rainforest.
I don't know if they have that too. I mean, would that be fun for him? I guess it would be, right?
Yeah, I mean, unless he shit his pants, but
he might
be able to stay on your chest, though.
He's 7 feet tall. He's a fucking huge kid. This kid's fucking
I met him a couple weeks ago. He's that big?
He's big. Okay. Kid's a big kid. Let's see. Best things to do with kids in Puerto Rico. Get a history lesson at the forts in San Juan.
No.
Try stand-up.
Ooh, the bioluminescent bay sounds cool. That's cool in the dark.
They're doing
That's what we're doing. We're doing bioluminescent bay. Horseback riding, dude? That might be fun.
We'll do a forest, get him a little cowboy hat.
I like spend the day at the beach.
I like get some thrills.
Get some thrills.
Try to buy a pack of gum at a local bodega. See what happens.
They just ran out of ideas on the last two. Yeah.
Number seven, go to the beach. 8, get some thrills. 9, enjoy your time.
Watch TV in the hotel room.
We'll figure it out. I mean, it's going to be fun no matter what. All right, let's take a second and talk about Promescent. I'm going to tell you right now, this is really cool shit, okay? This is Climax Control Spray. This is for any man who wants to last a little bit longer in bed. Look, now that I'm single, I'm telling you, I just crush hot puss all day long, okay? So hot puss will make you come very fast. Everyone knows that, okay? Look at Shannon. She's lining up right now. Shannon's getting ready for it. She fantasizes daily and nightly about me and Ralph doing dirty things to her, and we're not going to do it, but...
The only reason I continue to work here.
I know. You're just hoping for that one moment.
But he's working his way to you. It's like the Mortal Kombat Tower and you're Goro.
Yeah. It's perfect for any man that wants to last longer in bed, and the majority of men don't last long enough for their partner to have an orgasm. Shannon, how often are you banging some dude and then boom, 2-pump chump? A minute and a half later, he's fucking. Ugh.
That actually has happened to me before.
I know it has, and it sucks. You know, like, you know what? Don't you wish you had some spray? You just spray it on his little fucking dick.
I sure do.
Now your dick will last a long, long time. Okay. On average, men take about 5.5 minutes to reach climax, where women take around 18 minutes. 18 minutes. You can that's 1/3 of the amount of time that it's going to take to get to therapy. Promescent was developed by doctors to help bridge this orgasm gap. Just spray some Promescent on you and you'll be left with a next to normal sensitivity, but have a stronger orgasm from prolonged buildup to climax, okay? Promescent uses patented target zone technology so that it doesn't transfer to your partner. And Promescent is recommended by over 2,200 urologists as the first line defense to last longer in bed, okay? So right now, go to DelaySpray.com, DelaySpray.com. I love that. And use the promo code RAP15. You save 15% on Promescent, okay? You don't need to go to a doctor. You don't need to have a weird conversation. And they're also giving you free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if your dick doesn't last longer and your partner isn't more satisfied, guess what, bitch? You get your money back. DelaySpray.com. Use the promo code RAP15 to get a bigger, harder, stronger, longer-lasting cock, courtesy of the Rattlesnake. All right, let's get back into it. What else is going on? So, I wanted to...
Don't forget, we got to do trivia, right?
Yeah, we should. You know, let's do that now. Fuck it, okay? Let's do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Skankfest is sold out, but, you know, I've been giving away tickets left and right. I'm going to give away two sets of passes today. We're going to have... Call the number 573-GASLINE. 573-GASLINE. Legion of Skanks trivia.
Shannon's taking a shit.
No, she's not.
She's back.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Thank God. 573-GASLINE. Call in right now. We're just going to answer it. If first caller, put them through. We're going to ask them Legion of Skanks trivia. If they have the answer to the question, they win the passes. Nice and simple. Nice and simple. Okay? So.
Shannon, like, sorry, I was on the toilet eating cake.
June 21st through 23rd, Skankfest NYC. Infinite CBD presents. Go support Infinite CBD as well. Those guys fucking support live comedy like no other. Okay. Gift bags this year are fucking fire for the comics.
Oh, sweet.
I love gift bags.
Yeah. We put together the best
gift bags. Gift bags last year was insane.
We put together the best gift bags in the fucking world. Nobody fucks with our gift bags.
Yes, we do.
Shannon's in charge of artist experience this year.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Hell yeah. HJ's in the green room. Let's go, baby boy. 573-GASLINE, put them through, Harrington. Don't ask them any questions. We're going to get them through if they're a hardcore Legion of Skanks fan. That's how you win tickets right now. You guys can keep on calling in, by the way. We're going to give away a few pairs right now. We'll get a few people on the horn. 573-GASLINE, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Buddy C. Buddy from Cleveland.
Oh, shit, Buddy C. Buddy. What's up, baby boy? All right, man.
Fuck yeah,
are you
bro.
Ready? First of all, do you already have Skankfest passes, you cocksucker? You're a big fan.
Yeah, I got two extras. I have fucking no place to stay and so you're trying to get there, but
so you're trying to get
extra. I have three. I bought one and then I got two more. So this is really
why are you trying to win more tickets if you have two extras?
He just wants to be there alone with you.
You just want to have five tickets.
Hey, this is my rap debut, boy. That's fucking bigger for me than it all.
All right, you know what? I mean, buddy, see, buddy, fine. I'll give you a trivia question. I just feel like you probably shouldn't win more Skankfest tickets if you're already coming.
You already have two extras. Devaluing the Skankfest pass, by the way.
Jesus Christ. for the love of God. All right. Tell me right now, what is... All right. Let's do it. I should have thought of some trivia questions before I did it.
Yeah, that would have been a good move.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Holy shit.
Everyone shut the fuck up. All right. What are the names of all three of our children? First names of all three of mine, Big J, and Dave's children.
Oh, snap. It's James.
All right.
why am I fucking retarded right now?
Wow. Wow.
Dave is Leela.
Close enough.
Leela? I'll
fine, you got it. Go ahead.
That big J, of course. I know this and I can't think of it at the moment.
Oh. In all fairness, Jay would have trouble with this one,
too. This is also true. He hasn't seen her in years.
I know. Sons of Gary, man.
Oh, well, sorry, buddy. See, buddy, thank you so much for trying. We appreciate you calling in. Hang up on him. Put the next person through. Not going to give another trivia question.
Look, hey, I have 12 Skankfest tickets.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to sell them.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody wants to buy a Skankfest pass? Put them through.
Or even take them. They're really burning a hole in my pocket.
Yeah. There should just be a person on the line ready to go. 573-GASLINE, Legion of Skanks Trivia for free Skankfest passes. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Arthur from Denver.
Fuck yeah. Well, Arthur from Denver. What's up, man? You already coming to Skankfest?
No, I don't have tickets at all. I'm trying to get some right now.
Hell yeah, baby boy. So you're going to be able to come. You're going to fly in. You're going to fucking come in and party with us?
Yeah, I'll do it if I get the tickets, no doubt.
All right, this is it. I like this guy. This guy sounds confident, too. He's a big Legion of Skanks fan. All right, let's do it. Okay. All right. In the poem, the Legion of Skanks poem, the worst poem ever written, what did I rhyme Doritos with?
I think I have an idea.
Burritos? Oh, so close. Puerto Rico. Sorry. Hang up on it. What a loser.
You liked this guy and asked him a really hard question.
That was a fucking easy one.
The other guy
had
five tickets. Oh, okay.
It's a classic moment on the show. Have you ever heard the poem?
No.
I'll literally end today's show with the poem. It's so good. If you ever heard the Legion of Skanks poem, the background on that is...
I can buy you earplugs and a bag of Doritos. We can talk about the trip that we took to Puerto Rico.
Yeah. That's really sweet. I had a girlfriend when I was like 22 or 23.
Yeah.
And she was like 19 and she cheated on me. And then after she cheated on me, I wrote her a poem to make her feel bad. And it was a big long... And
the
I was
same
very,
day.
Same day. It was very serious.
Yo, her.
Oh, shit. And then years later...
Who is?
Hold on one second, baby boy. Hold on one second.
I got time to wait. I got clicked on last time.
You got what?
I got clicked on last time.
You got clicked on? All right, so you want to make sure you're not going to get clicked on. You're good. Let me finish my sentence, you psycho. I don't know if I want you at Skanko.
Yo, Lewis!
So you're in the middle of a joke? So, did you guys... Yo, Lewis, I'm here!
Yo, don't want to get clicked on.
Yeah, so no, but then she sent me the poem years later. I had started the podcast with Big J and Dave, and she was like, "Hey," she's like, "I found this poem you wrote from years ago. Do you want it?" And then I didn't even read it, and I just gave it to Big J to read on the podcast. And it was sort of the first, it was like the first bit of Legion of Skanks. It was episode 20, Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue, Lewis Is Dumb. And yeah, it was sort of, that was the moment where we realized that something was special about the show and the dynamic and laughing at ourselves and just fucking, it was so funny. So I'll play it, pull that up. It should be Worst Poem Ever Written on YouTube. We'll play it at the end of the show for people that haven't heard, because it is a great little piece of content. So what's your name and where are you calling from, you psycho?
Yo, what's up? This Herp all day in the chat. I'm a fucking celebrity to these niggas.
All right, what's up, nigga? I like it. Herp all day in the chat. All right. Blah, blah, blah. What's up? Where are you calling from?
California, San Quentin, yo. The prison, my G.
Hell yeah, baby boy. All right, well, that's scary. So, look, you're going to be able to use these tickets if you win them, right?
You know what? This is for the people, Lewis. For the people. Anyone in the chat near NY, these tickets are for you.
So if you win, you're going to give them away because you can't fucking afford to come to New York in 10 days.
For the people, Lewis.
I love this fucking guy.
I like him. All right. I need another trivia question here, Zach. Have you thought of any? I'm hoping in your head, you're thinking of trivia questions while I'm leading this show. You have not. Good.
Not all
right. That's what I like. What, Harrington? What, you have one?
I got
it. Good. Give me one. What is it?
All right. In the episode with the GoFundMe for the sick boy, how many drugs did Jay think the guy needed?
Oh, that's great. That's
the motherfucker
good...
needed them all. He was about to die.
That is all. That's true. But we want to know, how many did Jay think that he needed?
All of the above.
No, it's four. Because he thought it was an IV, and he was like, and he thought it was the number four. This is bad. Nobody's winning these tickets. I mean, do we just do caller number six or something? Because, like, none of them are big fans. None of them are big fans. What do you want me to say here? Put them through.
Bobby has a question if you want.
All right. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eduardo, New Jersey.
What's your name?
Eduardo
from New Jersey. Eduardo can make it. This is it. All right. So what's the question, Bobby?
Who came up with the name Legion of Skanks?
Very good. Very good. That's a great question. Who is the person that originated the name Legion of Skanks?
I'm in this bitch, yo. Lewis and Jay. I know the origin story, too.
So that's not the answer. So tell me the origin story, because if you have the origin story, you can actually correct yourself here.
Wait, can I hear the question again? Now I'm confused. I thought
So who came up with the name Legion of Skanks? We decided to use it. We decided to use the name, but who actually said it?
Oh,
I know the answer to this. So
it's Jay's girl. Ooh.
I'll give it to him. Ding, 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 ding.
He's fucking right.
It is. It was Big J's ex-wife Carla. He was. They had some tumultuous issues in their relationship, and as he was about to leave, I was with him. She was like, fine, fucking leave. Go to your Legion of Skanks. And me and him were playing Guitar Hero at the time a lot, and we looked at each other like, all right, Guitar Hero name. And we fist bumped each other, and then we walked away. And then it became sort of the name of everything that we did together afterwards. So thank you. Eduardo from New Jersey, you just won two free passes to Skankfest NYC, June 21st through 23rd. Oh, yeah. Who are you bringing with you?
His cousin Speedy Gonzalez?
I don't know. We have to find somebody.
I'm so sleepy.
So bring some sluts, doggy. That's all we care about, all right? Thank you very much. Put him on hold. Get his information. And let it be that. I want to give away more passes. Maybe we'll do another one at the end of the show, but I can't just keep on sitting here and proving to everyone that our fans don't actually know or care about us. You know? It's not the way to do it. It's not the best marketing for yourself.
No. But they could—you could tell they love you. Hey, maybe they're newer fans,
yeah,
and that's good. You're getting newer fans.
People calling in. I feel like if I did a call in, no one would call in.
Yeah, I would never call into something that I didn't love.
Yeah, it's you know, we're the only show on Gas Digital that really does the call in.
Really?
You know, once in a while we do contests, get some information from the fans. We like people being able to reach out to us and have a conversation every once in a while. So, you know what? I should
promote this. Or in other terms, we do this 3 days a week and we really got to stretch.
Yeah, you got a lot of content to come up with. So, I should also say, I should promote this really quick. Legion of Skanks, brand new home at the Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant starting July 1st. Anthony Kumi officially confirmed for the first episode that we're doing. We'll probably have another guest as well. The Stand, those guys, if you guys don't know, we did the show at the Stand for a while. Or I should say, not a while, like a month when the Stand first opened up, and it didn't work. We couldn't get anybody out. We weren't a popular show at the time. And I really want to show them the way it's fucking come around. This is in Union Square. It's their brand new location. I'm telling you, I've been over there at least 4 or 5 times at this point because we're helping them out with some stuff on the live streaming side. And it's fucking dope. The venue is sick. I'm going to tell you right now, the new Stand is going to be crazy. Two different showrooms. We're going to be in the upstairs room. The guests will be bigger. We're going to have more pop-ins, more bigger guests dropping in. The amount of people that can fit in the Stand.
Not to mention just there'll be shows going on anyway.
Yeah, so you guys can go watch incredible shows. It's the same night as Frantic. So the number one free comedy show in the city, which is a lineup of 20, 30 just fucking
every comic hangs out, and all you got to do is go, hey, oh, who's downstairs?
Yeah,
bring them up.
It's going to be cool, dude. It's good. The dynamic of Legion of Skanks, I think it's going to change in a really, really big way. I think people are going to love what we do with the live show at the Stand, and we want to fill it up. We want people to come out. It's always going to be free. You're not going to have to pay for tickets. There's no drink minimums there. Just come, get hammered, have some fun, drink some drinks. And yeah, it'll be great. The first one is July 1st, every Monday thereafter. July 1st is the first one with Anthony Cumia. So come out to that. All right. What is what happened with this deputy being blackmailed or blackmailing this mother?
I don't know anything.
Yeah,
about
I didn't read that. Was that today?
I don't know, man.
Or over the weekend.
This is a big fucking story right
now. What happened to the Ortiz guy in Dominican?
He was shot.
I don't know. How'd he get shot?
Neighborhood beat the shit out of him.
A gun? What? He got shot point blank range in Dominican Republic.
And he didn't die.
Not dead.
But isn't he a local hero?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Who is it? Who is it? Is it a baseball player?
Red Sox.
Okay, he's that dude. Yeah, he's famous.
Yeah.
Is he still active?
I don't think so.
No, retired 3 years ago. 3-time world champion.
So, but he's hurt right now?
Yeah, he was shot. His brother said that he got out of surgery and he's all clear right now in stable condition.
Where was he shot? Like, what part of his body?
His back.
Whoa.
And do they know any information?
No, he was shot like point blank, like very close.
Somebody went up to him and just fucking boom.
He was behind him, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. That's like an assassination attempt.
Yeah, they don't know why yet.
And so they don't even know who the person was.
I don't think so.
Wow. Yeah, fuck DR, dude. I ain't going to DR.
Hell no.
It's a scary fucking place. Yeah, I don't know anything about baseball or baseball players, but yeah, it's fucking sad. I don't know. You know, it was good that he survived, though.
Yeah. I don't know shit about him.
Yeah.
There was apparently a crowd around, and they beat the shit out of the guy who shot him.
And they didn't catch him, though.
Oh, that's what happened. Okay.
Is there video?
Maybe they did catch him.
And they handed him over to authorities.
Okay. Is there video of any of this?
Yeah.
Oh, there is.
There is video of the crowd beating the shit out of the guy.
Oh, I want to see the video of the crowd beating the shit out of him. Hell yeah. This should have been the Does It Live.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Poor baby zebra.
I know.
Oh, man.
He was shot by a baby zebra.
Yeah. That baby zebra. How do you think the baby zebra is doing? You should go back to the video. Yeah. The lion's picking its teeth with its bone. So let's check back in on baby zebra.
Is the lion burping? Wiping his mouth?
So that fucking baby zebra, man. He had a rough day.
6 hours later, it's just a pile of lion shit.
The circle of life.
That's fucking great.
Yeah. That's fucking brutal. All right, do we have the video of the crowd beating the shit out of him? Let's see.
Guy's still holding his Corona.
Scarface.
Is that a beer?
He's like, I'm not going to drop my cerveza. If he shot him, why wouldn't he try to run?
Is he trying to explain?
Yeah, he's trying to explain himself.
I wish I spoke Spanish. This would be the perfect time.
Shame on you for not knowing Spanish.
I know.
Oh.
Oh!
I mean, that guy
looks
like an idiot. Missed him.
Fucking fool.
Oh, this guy's still ready to go.
He's got another gun?
Oh, no, he's pouring it on his head. Well, now he's got to pay for that water.
Oh, he's a crazy person, man.
Yeah, I guess it's a crazy
How does a crazy person even get a gun? I guess in DR it's probably way easier to get a gun.
Yeah.
You just go outside.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a gun?
Yeah. I mean, you would think even in DR they'd have better cell phones.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's really terrible footage. I almost feel like they're being pretty mild on a guy who shot like a national hero.
Yeah, most videos I see, they're like they're about to murder a person.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just Dominicans in general are more violent than this.
They're dragging him out now.
Mm.
Judo throw.
Someone just kicked him in the back.
Fucking him up.
We also have the moment that he was shot.
Oh, you have the moment that he was shot?
That's what I want to see.
No. Let's see.
So is that a restaurant?
When they give us the fucking sound of the... All right, I got it.
Jeez Louise.
DJ Skrillex. All right. Well, good for him. He's alive.
Justice.
Yeah, now he gets to say he got shot. I like that badass shit. It's like Oz from New York Comedy Club got shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's like, you're not dead?
He did. What happened? It was a stray bullet, right?
Yeah.
He had a park.
They shot other people, or the guy...
Oh, yeah? I don't know the story.
It was just a shooting.
I would also say it was a stray bullet if I was involved in some gang activity, though.
Mm.
Whoa, are you accusing Oz of being the leader of a gang?
I don't trust him. I trust none of those New York Comedy Club folks.
I love the idea that gang members are also just like the doorman at New York Comedy Club.
Probably. What else do they do? There he is. Look at him. Oz was hit with an arm by a bullet in the park last week. How's it doing? I shared it.
Pretty good.
I shared it.
Police are looking for his associates, the Scarecrow.
go donate to that. That's a good cause.
Yeah, right there. Anytime it helps somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
Medically.
All right, we're going to wrap this one up in just a minute or so. This has been a fun fucking show. I'm sorry that we can only do one trivia. Wait, I try to give away more tickets. I can't just keep on trying to give away tickets.
There's got to be a better way, a new method.
You know what I want to do?
Because, dude, there's people out there that want to fucking go.
I know there's people that want to go. I have a handful of tickets left. I'm just going to start giving them out like crazy, like the week of.
Yeah,
I personally...
That way their plane tickets are as expensive as possible.
Yeah.
Well, what am I supposed to say, dude? They gave me... I personally have a bunch of tickets to give away to like friends
Jersey,
and family.
Dude.
And my friends and family, because they support everything I fucking do, they just buy them when they want to come. So nobody's even... Friends and family aren't even asking me for comps.
Nah,
you know? So I got a handful left, and we'll see. We'll figure out creative ways for people to give them acts of kindness contests, right? We're going to give that out on...
on Wednesday, not Friday.
Wednesday now, not Friday. This Wednesday coming up?
Yes.
Yeah, so but it's got to be a fucking worthwhile act of kindness.
What do you consider a random?
It's got to be a fucking big act of kindness. If you do something that's as impactful as possible, the biggest one, we're giving away a pair of passes plus airfare to Skankfest. It's a fucking huge deal, okay?
So you have better.
But only if it's a good one. I'm not doing it for the sake of giving it away.
Also, I thought of this. This could be funny, right? We could play this for next Wednesday on the show. I want to do a curse out your grandma contest for Skankfest tickets. So just send me a video of you cursing at your grandma in a creative or funny way. Also,
and if she's in a coma in the hospital.
Oh, it's the funniest.
What? Yeah, they got to get something else.
In a casket.
The funniest three videos, we will give out pairs of Skankfest passes for next weekend, June 21st to 23rd. So this, you don't even have to do something nice. You do something evil. Just curse at your grandma in a funny way. The best ones we're going to choose next Wednesday show. This is 2 days before Skankfest we're going to choose. So you got to be able to fucking get here, all right? And send them to realassofficial@gmail.com. And that'll be that. All right, look, that's it. You could end the show with the poem. And we'll say thank you very much for everyone for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. This is Legion of Skanks' classic moment. Probably the moment on the show we decided that, holy shit, we're onto something here. And I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you very much. Good night.
Should I read my voice or Lewis's voice?
Lewis's voice. Absolutely. Lewis's voice. Why would you even ask me that?
Oh, man. All right. Oh, man. This is... Lewis, I feel bad reading this. This is...
Dude, read it!
All right, here we go. I'm not turning back when I start.
All right. All right.
The first line is brutal. All right. Give me a minute. Give me a second. Let's get him up.
Great song.
Now that I'm feeling cold and alone... Start the music over. I want to start it over.
No, dude, we got 5 minutes of this music.
Oh, we got 5 minutes?
No, dude, the first line lived up to my expectations already.
Yeah, I know.
It's already everything I hoped for.
Dude, I love the fucking, the sparkly fucking, dude, stop reading down.
Oh, my God.
I'm not. I'm trying to see how I go down.
Just scroll. Scroll with your thumb.
I got you. Okay.
All right, go. All right,
here we go. I'm going from the beginning again. Taking this from jump. Now that I'm feeling cold and alone, it dawned on me that I never wrote you a poem. That's part of the poem, huh?
You said when you start it, you're not going to stay. Right. You gotta
read it, Jay.
After 2.5 years... There's so much to say, so much to cry for, to beg for, and pray. When we started out, I wasn't quite sure if you were the one that could make me feel more. I knew you were innocent, I knew you were young, I knew you were beautiful, I knew you were fun.
Sweet job. Shit.
Sweet job rhyming young with fun.
Holy shit. Just fucking continue. Finish it.
I'm starting that line over.
Oh, I almost want you to bring it back to the beginning.
No.
I'll go right back to the beginning.
No. Continue.
Oh my God, dude. I'm sorry.
Just continue, whew, please. For the love of fucking God, right. You're killing me.
I knew you were innocent. I knew you were young. I knew you were beautiful. I knew you were fun.
Jay, just say it. Okay. Jesus Christ. Just fucking say it.
Oh, fuck. All right. Okay. You knew I had problems. You knew I was fat. But you took a chance, and I thank you for that. Oh, Beatrice is laughing in the other room like she's watching Def Jam. Oh, this chick really broke you down, dude. Oh, fuck.
I can't breathe.
Oh, there's tears running down my face. Oh, fuck. Sorry.
I want to take a drink so badly, but I can't because I'm scared I'm going to laugh hard.
Good, take a drink. Take a sip of water. You need it. I'm crying.
I got to calm down and take a sip.
Just fucking continue, man. Go.
Don't continue while I'm taking a sip.
You gotta do your thing. You knew I had problems. You knew I was fat. But you took a chance, and I thank you for that. As time went on, we grew together. I really thought it would last forever. But growing together doesn't make it easy. It only makes it harder to please you and please me. We got too comfortable, and maybe I'm boring. I'm sorry I'm not perfect. I can't help my snoring.
Is that real? Tell me that's not real.
We got too comfortable, and maybe I'm boring. I'm sorry I'm not perfect. I can't help my snoring.
Was snoring an issue in the relationship?
If she took you back, I wouldn't have respected her.
Oh, dude, if there was any chance she was going to take you back, I guarantee this poem sealed.
Oh, fuck.
Right, sealed with your fate.
Do without the music for the rest of it.
No way. All right, that music is awesome.
Go.
We got too comfortable, and maybe I'm boring. I'm sorry I'm not perfect. I can't help my snoring. I can buy you earplugs and a bag of Doritos. We can talk about the week we spent in Puerto Rico.
Earplugs. Snore. You thought she cheated because you were snoring.
Oh, go on.
Oh.
Go on.
Buy you earplugs and a bag of Doritos. We can talk about the week we spent in Puerto Rico. We can talk about the trip we took with Gene to the airport. The yelling and fighting was all worth it for sport.
Dude, you gotta read that line. Give me that line again.
We can talk about that trip we took with Gene to the airport.
Wait, hold on. Who's Gene?
I don't even remember, honestly.
Who the fuck Gene is Gene?
Gene gave us a ride.
She made me a. She made the poem.
We can talk about that trip we took with Gene to the airport. The yelling and fighting was all worth it for sport. Your dog. It just sucks that we no longer together. No more picnics. No more holidays, no more laughing, never! I guess this doesn't matter anymore. My tears are welling up and they're about to pour. I miss you so much and it's only been a few hours. I don't know what to do, I have no money for flowers.
No, did I write that? Yeah.
That almost makes the virus keep forgetting. It was hours later he wrote this. Like he's been struggling through the world for months without her. It's hours later.
Finish.
I bet he started penning this fucking 2 seconds after the door closed. Hey, I realized. I miss you so much and it's only been a few hours. I don't know what to do. I have no money for flowers. I don't want you to ever feel this hurt, even if I'm angry, confused, and feeling like dirt. I want the best for you.
Should we save like the last two to end the podcast on? Save like the last two lines of it?
Nope.
No? All right.
No, this needs to all happen right now. I want the best for you because you were my lady. You were my life. You were my baby. I have to go now. I'll leave you alone. By the way, I'll leave you. It's on paper. You're not bugging her. She's reading it.
Shut up.
I have to go now. I'll leave you alone. I just figured I'd finally write you that poem.
It all comes back.
And she wrote in parentheses,
And yes, you spelled it R-I-G-H-T, not R-I-T-E. You said I'd write you a poem.
It was a metaphor. I'm writing her.
Dude.
Oh, man.
That was fantastic.